Jericho Movement first action was a march in Washington, D.C. 10 years ago. Chief Bill Tyack of the Piscataway Nation had ceremoniously permitted the Jericho Movement to speak on a land he says is owned by indigenous peoples. For defending their land, men like Leonard Peltier still sit in jail.
Where the other two people were tried too, but they were found not guilty for reason of self-defense. Leonard allegedly killed two FBI agents. They picked out a hater of Indians to be the judge. Later on, they found out that the bullet didn't even fit the gun. The head of the FBI said they don't know who did it. Every time Leonard comes up for parole, they say, we know they were killed on Indian land, and we know an Indian did it. And as far as we're concerned, Mr. Peltier, you're that Indian.
Mama Iyalua Ferguson spoke of those members of the Black Panthers and Black Liberation Army who paid a dear price for resisting state oppression.
Rochelle McGee has been acquitted by a jury, but a judge said no, he can't go free. Sunyata Coley, Jaleel Muntagim, Herman Bell became targets of the government's ire back in the 60s and the 70s when they decided that they were not going to stand still and watch the government wipe out our people. Sekou Odinga, Mutulu, they fought for us. And this is why they are sitting behind bars today after 30 years. But if you've ever had the blessing and the privilege to visit them, you come away with so much more strength than all of us put together have. These brothers and sisters have not stopped fighting.
Also during the 60s, young men and women struggled for the independence of Puerto Rico, one of the last United States colonies. Dulcia Pagan was among a handful freed in the late 90s, and speaking to the many young people in the crowd, she vowed never to give up.
I honor my comrade, Carlos Alberto Torres. He's done 28 years. Oscar Lopez Rivera, 27 years. Aiden Beltran, 27 years. She's here now. Avelino Gonzalez was just arrested. Former Machetero, he was in clandestinity 23 years, and U.S. imperialists couldn't get him. My nation has now been invaded by the FBI. They assassinated Feliberto, thinking they would kill our movement, but they were contrary wrong. The Puerto Rican movement continues the struggle forward because until our nations are free, until our political prisoners are home, we are not a people of freedom.
People who took action against state oppression have often been criminalized. A younger generation of anarchists and animal rights and environmental activists are beginning to join ranks with the Jericho movement. James Pickering is a member of the Earth Liberation Front.
In the late 1990s, the FBI was saying that the Earth Liberation Front was the number one domestic terrorist in the United States. But in the late 60s, they were saying the exact same thing about the Black Panther Party. And every organized group that gets dedicated to fighting this system, Daniel, Marie, Jonathan, Joanna, Jeff, Nathan, and unknown others fought because the government and corporations were lying about global warming. They're destroying our world so that they can get rich while we suffer. Does that sound familiar?
For the WBI Sunday News in Harlem, New York, this is Fred Nguyen.